Fall. Vienna. After a certain time of absence, you realize that, even now, amazed and bedeviled, and to chart new directions, the location where one finds oneself during the dropping of the atomic bomb is frequently a shopping mall, a carriage road that takes you to the edge of the unknown, a leap into space, scenes shot at random, stuffed with continuity errors.
So they're destroying the houses with the people inside?
With the people inside it.
And this is going on now. You are out in front of the camp.
Yeah, I'm just maybe 100, 150 meters from the camp.
And describe the military equipment. Are there tanks? Is this helicopter gunships?
Tanks. There's the American helicopters, Apache and Cobra. And there's bulldozers. There's about, you know, maybe six helicopters over the camp. The camp is just 1 kilometer squared. What I see now, they're bringing more tanks to the camp. Now, do you hear the noise of the tanks?
Yes, I do.
Spring, Bologna. Pay attention. A large crowd is passing by. Kites fly, planes crash, flat walls, rain falls. Poor here, millionaires. Never misspell, parallel. Overthought, overheard, overfelt, overs. Was it that? No doubt, it has always been like that. This is universal wisdom, romantic psychology. Faint, brief cry, and immediately inspiration and slow increase of light together reach maximum together in about 10 seconds.
The streets are empty again as 24-hour curfew has been reimposed. Ambulances are unable to get to the wounded and the dead. There is one dead body in Ramallah that we know of. Ambulances are prevented from getting to remove it. It's in a house.
Summer in Rotterdam. Still in it. Still in it, but for how long? Everything is happening on an inferior level, as you have already been told. And it's that of fear.
She writes SOS calls from the Jenin refugee camp. The camp, 1 kilometer squared, home to approximately 15,000 people, is being attacked by air and land. Contacts in Jenin City report seeing heavy black smoke rising from inside the camp. Friends inside the camp are reporting heavy bombardment by Israeli tanks and helicopter gunships. Bulldozers have been brought into the camp and are now demolishing homes to make way in the narrow streets of the camp for tanks to enter. We have no electricity and no water. Our water tanks have been destroyed from the intensity of the bombardment. Our wives are crying and our kids are screaming. There's no television to distract them. All they are hearing are the explosions around them. Where is the conscience of the world when we are being massacred and no one is intervening to stop? This comes from Jamal Abu Hijra, resident of Jenin camp. Came out about an hour ago.
He had saved everything he could, every penny. He ate raisins and bread while the others frolicked and splurged. His store and his house were his life's work, 2 buildings.
Brooklyn, late fall, a greyhound dying in each room. Nothing returning welcomes you, or leaving releases you. Memories fill the room, which is simultaneously emptying, at the same rate, at the same time. Unheated warehouses, overflowing ashtrays, and the Velvets. And now, thinking of what we're doing here, we are not doing much better anyway. This tomorrow is not the day which was yesterday.
She had for some time known that the day would come, and it finally did. The building was sold the day before she arrived home.
There's a wall where comes only the sound of scratching from inside or out. One can no longer distinguish. This is not good. I have to do that line again.
Highly audible.
There is a wall where comes only the sound of scratching from inside or out. One can no longer distinguish. Is heard. The only.
See that? I don't get that. Is heard.
Okay.
Good to talk to you this morning. I have a question. I have a backyard that slopes upward, and there's a wooded lot behind it, and I have what I would call a creek that comes out of the woods and flows through my yard to my neighbor's yard most of the year.
Brooklyn, spring, maniacs on disappearance. A crossroad where ideas wonder which road to take. But these are just words, and words can be reversed and replace each other. But whereas, can the life they represent be reversed? You play, I play, we play. You think there are rules for the game because you're a child. Move on, in fact, like this. Editing, rewinding, mostly forwarding, assembling, pasting, mostly cutting, forgetting, and continuing on with the story.
And so it's a two-story house with 27,000 bricks, and it's a lot of weight.
You and I both know. They're pretty familiar with digging in the dirt.
I've already lifted it three times. I've got a lifetime warranty on it, but I have to move the bushes every time they do it.
Mm-hmm. Some of them actually do have trenching equipment.
When it comes across my yard, it ends up in my neighbor's yard, and he funnels it to even further down the street.
Are these the rules you were talking about? A flow, a sequence, a continuum of conditions, always and never, man or woman, more or less, poor and rich.
In park
his heartstrings are broken and plain for the absence of loved ones and home. Goodbye to my pet song, goodbye to my home. God bless the ones that I leave with a sign. The field will be whitening and I will be gone.
He was the happiest person our waiter had seen in months, and why wouldn't he be? After 40 years of prison and 8 or 9 years on death row, he was finally free, or well on parole, in his old neighborhood. What care did he have that Williamsburg had changed while he was away? The whole world had changed while he was away.
Summer. Rotterdam. It seems that each image buries the preceding, but none has really perished. Images fall successively from more or less distant realities. Nothing stays for very long, but we have been told that we are all more or less aware of the road we travel. Imagine, we are not ourselves anymore, because each of us has been several. Several times on the train in question, guarding a flock of windows, between geographical areas, with no reason for ideological commitment. And I wrote you a postcard to tell you there is no room to write anything on a postcard.
My goodness, it sounds to me that the soil wasn't checked before they built that house.
Well, this area, I even have video of the area before the house was ever even built.
Christmas, Mexico City. Earlier, happily, your refusal to see me or to answer the phone opened my eyes. I now see for what it was that I have cheerfully accepted the banning. This is a year when a word has come to obsess me, another one on my personal spell check. It tends to be one of the words I use and think about often. I look it up in dictionaries to discover its roots, the need to be somewhere else, or better, acceleration.
They did, apart from arresting everybody, was to put pornographic films onto the TV station, and these were broadcast all over the city. I must say here that we are all under curfew, therefore everybody is confined to their houses, and therefore all the families, including the kids and the babies and the elderly and anybody, was exposed to these pornographic films. And this went on for about a day and a half, and then all the stations were shut down. And then afterwards, they went back in again, and they brought with them sledgehammers and started destroying the equipment, smashing them, literally smashing them, like tanks driving on top of something and flattening them completely. And they also destroyed a lot of the archives, material, and the films, and the CDs, etc.
They were looking for an apartment together, but they didn't want to live alone.
Fall, Berlin. Journeying, a special movement. What has been sold as the actual change of place itself?
Every day, another line, another invisible thread is delicately pulled from her chest towards emptiness. And each day, the promise is that with each thread pulled towards emptiness, there's the hope that these threads will form a net around emptiness. Catch it, and it will constitute all the invisible threads she has delicately pulled from herself, each and every day. All the intentions, all the ideas, all the economic strategies, all the plans for space, all the moving of floors, all the commitments. But now, in the days of drawing sketches, one cannot see any consequences. One cannot find in her ideas any developments. One cannot hear in any of her plans a concrete date. One cannot read any of her commitments on a single piece of paper. All is immaterial. And yet, the day will come when there is a moving truck outside a wide street.
Mobility, a privilege? The citizen alien as refugee or exile or traveler organizes his desires and dreams of belonging by representing a certain range of experiences, thereby offering the possibility for deep, effective investment among a community of like-minded others. Is space really being subsumed by time? Is there a new logic of space that requires even greater contestation than in the past? Maybe contestation is what is required. Then one would have to consider the strategies involved within the contestation and the role of thought within those strategies.
This is Valerie?
Yeah, Valerie Monaco calling from Staten Island, New York.
Valerie, it's a pleasure to have you on the Ask the Builder Show.
Great. Listen, you ran an article in the paper here in the Staten Island Advance about runaway from home treated for termites. Well, I have them here. I live near the beach. I inherited my mom's house. They never knew years ago they were there. And they seem to come up through the front and back stoop, through the concrete. Now, they treated the front and back stoop only, but now I have the whole perimeter of the house done.
Okay.
But I'm scared to death. It's like I never get rid of them. They're all around here in this area. Now, what is the best way to treat them?
To think no longer means to define, rather to arrange, to connect, to make possible, to give space to. And thus we arrive at the same place we were just tried to depart from, at the edge of a forest of grey laurel.
He was an artist who figured out that there was no money in art. He became a builder, gutting buildings from the inside and rebuilding them, for who he described as the often miserable elite of New York. He asked me if I wanted to work for him.
I see. Say a little bit more. There's the helicopters, there's the jets. Is there any press there? Is there any mainstream press there?
No one. I have a small camera and a video camera, and the battery actually is running out of the camera. I could have some shots from the camera, but no one, no media, no international media, no Arabic media, nothing at all. No one is allowed to move. When I'm taking, yesterday, I was trying to videotaping from the roof, and they start shooting at the roof. I'm taking pictures from small window.
You never see them until you rip something down, and I'm always ripping things down to make sure they're not there anymore. But they're there.
Here's the deal with termites. Termites. The chemicals that were originally used at your front and back doorstep were probably liquid chemicals that were injected into the soil, right?
Yes.
Okay, those are what we call barrier chemicals. Now, for about 6-7 years ago, a company finally developed a way. They figured out, they came up with this chemical that a termite could eat, and it would stop the termite's ability for it to create a new skeleton. What termites have is they're like any other bug. They don't have bones inside their body, so to get structure, they've got like an outer shell. Well, they have to molt. They have to grow a new one of those things every few weeks as they get bigger, or they just kind of grow out of their skin. They die. So they came up with this method that the worker termites eat this stuff, this like little poison. And it poisons them, and they basically die. And if you kill the worker termites, then the rest of the colony, they're like waiting back there thinking, hey, I wonder when the workers are coming back with some food, man. We're getting hungry. Well, to make a long story short, all the worker termites die, and then the colony starves to death. So if you want to get rid of termites, you have to use one of these colony elimination systems. There's about 3 or 4 different ones out there. If you want the best results, you have to get them professionally installed.
Every day, another line, another invisible thread is delicately pulled from her chest towards emptiness. And each day, the promise is that with each thread pulled towards emptiness, there's the hope that these threads will form a net around emptiness. Catch it, and it will constitute all the invisible threads she has delicately pulled from herself. Each and every day, all the intentions, all the ideas, all the economic strategies, all the plans for space, all the moving of floors, all the commitments. But now, in the days of drawing sketches, one cannot see any consequences. One cannot find in her ideas any developments. One cannot hear in any of her plans a concrete date. One cannot read any of her commitments on a single piece of paper. All is immaterial. And yet, the day will come when there is a moving truck outside a wide street.
And that's what we're listening to.
Welcome.
Spring, Brooklyn. This is the other idea. They were talking about it in the Greek deli near the station. Something referring to circular thrust. Something about no voids, just the displacement of one thing or substance for another. You were confused by the whole thing, but displacement is a nice heading. You expect to hear the crippling effect of your leaving town, meaning the inevitable details of broken hearts, mine or theirs. The moment you think you are experiencing the present, we've already moved on to the future, and that future is now. This moment now is superseded by the next now and the next now. And in turn, you find yourself having to shout because you don't exactly know how far they are away from each other and how difficult it will be for them to hear you.
This is the discouraging part.
Go ahead.
All right. Every spring, the colonies, the termite colonies, they have these a generation of what we call reproductive termites that all of a sudden they're like they hit puberty and they say, you know what? We've had it. We don't like it around this colony anymore. We're out of here, man. We're going to go make our new colony. We've had it. Just like your teenage. Have you ever had any kids, man? Your teenage sons and daughters. You know how they just leave.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what termites do too. They say, you know what? We've stuck around here for enough years. We're out of here, baby. And they fly. They get wings. They take off and they go form a new colony. So every year, in your neighborhood and in your state and all across the United States and all across the world, new termite colonies form. So get this. You may eliminate your termites this coming spring or this fall. Got it?
I don't believe that.
Yeah, this is the truth.
So
in other words, just because you get rid of them this year doesn't mean you're never going to have them again. So you have to constantly be looking for them. You have
monitor.
To constantly
yeah.
monitor.
Yeah.
Once you get the Centricon system, you have to keep it in place for years and years and years because you may get rid of them for 5 years in a row and think you're okay. And 2 years later, guess what? A new colony shows up that had previously been, you know, three blocks away.
Yes.
Yeah. That's how bad these guys are.
Oh, gosh. Well, listen, I'm glad
You think they were raised...
Yeah.
created by Osama bin Laden.
Summer, on a train to Vienna. Arranging these thoughts for some weeks, guarding the flock of windows. Idle, a special sort of exile, has something to do with absence and silence. But absence scares me, and silence scares me, and loss, to go out, go on, go elsewhere, sleep elsewhere.